chronic pain sufferers gathered at the Capitol in Hartford Tuesday. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, they wanted people to know that the opioid crisis is affecting the way they manage pain.
Kelly Eves was one of the chronic pain sufferers at the small rally. She's from Lisbon. She sat near the steps of the building in a wheelchair. Eve spends parts of her day in the chair because she says she has a genetic disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome that impacts connective tissue in her body and causes severe pain flares.
Sometimes I can't let anything touch me. Nothing can touch me because I am holding on to the rails of my chair for dear life, and I have got tears running down my face because I'm in that much pain.
Eve says there's a difference between addiction to opioid painkillers and what she has, medical dependence. But she says guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention make it very hard for her to get opioid treatment.
I'm afraid that somebody's going to take my medicine away, cut me off, taper, whatever that they can do because of this opioid epidemic. People like me shouldn't have to suffer. Law-abiding citizens that do exactly what we're supposed to do with our medication.
The event was part of a group of national rallies organized by Don't Punish Pain. There's been controversy over some patient groups that receive backing from foundations funded by pharmaceutical companies. Don't Punish Pain is promoted by the American Chronic Pain Association, which lists several drug companies among its partners. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.